The word today is suffering. Welcome to The Word Today with pastor and Bible teacher Paul Schrader. Suffering can be found everywhere in the world, and every life here on earth has to endure some. Why does suffering come upon us? Here with some answers is Pastor Paul Schrader on The Word Today, Suffering.
Whenever something difficult happens, it could be an accident, it could be something dramatically changing the course of our lives. One of the first most common things that happens is we begin to ask, why me? Why me? Why is this happening to me? And usually it's accompanied by a lot of self-pity, where we think we're the only ones that this is happening to. Everyone else is sailing along very fine. And yet, look at all the complications in our life. Why me? I'd like to have you turn in your Bibles, if you have a Bible handy, if you're in a car or something and you can do it safely, jot down this reference and look it up sometime when you can get to a Bible. It's the first epistle of Peter. The first epistle of Peter in the back of the New Testament, chapter 4, verses 12 to 19. Chapter 4, verses 12 to 19. You will see that in these verses, it immediately deals with this question, this issue. And what Peter is saying is, dearly beloved, you know, when these things begin to happen, don't think something strange is occurring. And certainly don't think it's only you, that only you and no one else is suffering these problems. Be aware, Peter is saying, that this is what happens here on earth. The world is full of troubles and complications and difficulties. Now, you know, I've never told a joke on these broadcasts, you know, and I'm probably going to regret this. I'm sure, you know, there are always people out there a little bit critical, and they'll probably find something wrong with my telling this story, especially since it's a blonde story, you know, the dumb blonde jokes. You know, so I'm kind of taking a risk here, but okay, that's all right. Let me tell you a story about three people, this is a joke, that are working in a high-rise building. Their building is 80 floors, and on the very top floor on the roof, they have turned it into kind of an open-air eating place. They have nice shrubbery up there and everything, and you can pack your lunch at home, and then when dinner time comes, you can go up there on the roof, and you can enjoy your sack lunch. Well, there were three guys. One's an Italian, and one's a Mexican, and one's a blonde gal. Two guys and a gal. And so it's dinner time, they come up to the roof, they're opening their bag lunches, and the first guy, the Italian, says, "Oh, no, not a pastrami sandwich again. I am so sick and tired of pastrami that if this happens again, I'm going to run over to the edge of the building and jump off." The Mexican opens up his bag lunch, and in it is a burrito. And he has a fit. "Oh, no, not a burrito again. Oh, my goodness, I am so sick and tired of burritos. If this happens again, I'm going to run over to the edge of the building and jump off." Well, the blonde is opening her sack lunch, and she moans, "Oh, no, a peanut butter and jelly sandwich again. I am so sick and tired of peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. If this happens again, I'm going to run over the edge of the building and jump off." Well, we fast speed forward to the next day. And the next day it's noon, and again the three of them are up on the top of the roof opening their bag lunches. And the Italian opens his bag lunch. "Oh, no, another pastrami sandwich. I can't take it." He runs to the edge of the building and jumps off. The Mexican opens his bag lunch. Oh, no! Another burrito! I've had it. This is too much. I can't take it. He runs to the edge of the building and jumps off. The blonde opens her bag lunch. Oh, no! It's another peanut butter and jelly sandwich. She just can't take it. She runs to the building and she jumps off. Now, a day and a half later, one of the reporters was talking to some of the bereaved families, to some of the people that were there at the funeral home, and he's trying to be polite just to see, you know, what happened. And the mother of the Italian is weeping, and she's saying, I just feel so bad, and I just am so sorry. I had no idea he hated pastrami that much. I would have made anything for him. Why didn't he just tell me? I would have made anything for him. And the mother of the Mexican man was there, and she was weeping. She was feeling so sorrowful, too. She said, I just had no idea that he didn't like burritos that well, that he was just fed up with burritos. I just wish I had known. I could have made something different for them. I would have been glad to give him anything he wanted. And the mother of the blonde woman is there also, and she's in hysteria. She's confused and sad, and she's just grieving. She said, I just don't understand it. I just can't believe this. I just don't understand it. She always made her own lunches. I'm pausing for the laugh, which I hope is happening, because I want to use that as one of the phrases in the section of 1 Peter there. The object of the joke is, or the idea of the dumbness of the joke, is that the blonde was controlling her own destiny there. If she didn't want the peanut butter sandwich, why did she make one? And that's the stupidity of that situation. And what Peter is saying, take a look at 1 Peter 4, verses 12 to 19, and you will see how I'm trying to apply this to this message today about suffering. Peter says, now, whatever happens, don't for goodness sake suffer because you brought it on yourself. I'm so happy Peter refers to this, because the truth is, many of the things we suffer, we bring on ourselves. You know, the way we act, the words we say, something that we shouldn't have done, and now we're suffering the consequence. Well, don't lift up your heart and say, well, I don't know why this is happening. I don't know why God is causing this to happen. It's not God that's causing it. It's your own stupidity, your own negligence. And so what Peter is warning us about here, he says, don't suffer because you're a murderer and now you've been put in jail. And you notice the little list here he gives. And then he says, meddling. Don't meddle in someone else's life. Somebody's liable to tell you off. Leave us alone, will you? And so if you're suffering for your own stupidity or something you've done, then don't think that you're really suffering for Christ. That's not what is meant. As a matter of fact, it's not even meant here the normal things, like accidents, like illnesses, like financial reverses, like all these kinds of problems. It doesn't even mean that. Although, once again, a Christian is going to suffer them willingly and know that God's going to be with him and direct them in a way that's going to get them out of it and end up being a blessing. But what suffering for Christ means is when you make a commitment to tell someone about Jesus and you begin to witness to them, or you try to do something that's an act of love and you're intending to show the love of Christ, and then you are ridiculed and laughed at and mocked and told off. That's what it means to suffer for Christ. And when that happens, the text tells you, be happy, rejoice, because God sees it, God understands it, and he will reward you accordingly. Now, there's another part at the end of this text that I want you to notice. It says that when suffering begins, it's an awareness that the judgment of God is taking place. You know there's going to be a judgment day. God is going to come. He is going to judge the world. And it tells us here that the judgment will begin with God's own people. And it's going to be tough. It's going to be tough. And it says, now, if you think the judgment of God upon his own people is tough, think of what it's going to be upon the unbelievers. There will be no escape. There will be no hope. There will be no freedom. Sometimes unbelievers like to joke and say, well, hell is just here on earth. Don't they wish? Don't they wish? Yeah, it's bad enough here on earth. But the truth is, there is a real hell, and there is a real judgment. And those that are disobeying God and refusing to come in repentance, refusing to seek Jesus as their personal Savior, refusing to accept him for their salvation, thinking they're going to get it on their own, they will be horribly shocked. Judgment is real. There is a hell. There is an eternal damnation. And so don't think it's strange when you're suffering here on earth. It's not any different for anyone else. Maybe this year they're doing fine. Maybe next year they'll have their problem. Don't ever envy somebody. And whatever you do, don't ever say, treat me fair, God. Oh, don't ever say that. Fair would be judgment and damnation. It's the mercy and love of God to forgive us, to give us hope, even in suffering. Let's be assured that this suffering here on earth will come to an end. Our joy is that we will never suffer eternally because we are going to be rescued by Christ and we will have life eternal with him where there is only complete and total joy forever and ever.
Thank you, Pastor Schrader, for your message today. We always appreciate your helpful thoughts and biblical insight. And thank you, friends, for joining us for The Word Today. We would really enjoy hearing from you, so why don't you take a moment and write us a note today? And when you write, be sure to request the booklet by Pastor Paul Schrader entitled Intercession. In this free booklet, he writes about the intercessory ministry of Jesus Christ on behalf of his church, and especially on his beautiful prayer in the 17th chapter of John's Gospel. So write today for your free copy of Intercession. Our address is The Word Today, Box 77, Greendale, Wisconsin, 53129. That's The Word Today, Box 77, Greendale, Wisconsin, 53129. Please remember that your financial gift helps this program to stay on the air. Also, your free will offerings help us add new stations to proclaim God's Word around the world. You may be interested to know that we also broadcast in 46 foreign languages. Please pray that God will help us continue to expand. Once again, our address is The Word Today, Box 77, Greendale, Wisconsin, 53129. That's The Word Today, Box 77, Greendale, Wisconsin, 53129. Every week at this time, we bring you a study on a word that applies Christian principles directly to your life. We hope you'll join us again next week for The Word Today.